I'm Steve Potter, and coming up on Cityscape, St. Louis Post-Dispatch classical music critic Sarah Bryan Miller reports on the St. Louis Symphony's recent Carnegie Hall performance. But first, the 12th annual Baby Blues Showcase is Sunday evening at BB's Jazz, Blues, and Soups. Joining us now is Jeremy Siegel-Moss. He's a member of the Bottoms Up Blues Gang and Vice Chair of the St. Louis Blues Society. Jeremy, good to see you again. Welcome back. And here with the Thin Dimes, which is a group that's involved in this showcase, is Nick Pence and Hannah Satterwhite. Hi to both of you.
How's it going?
Doing well, thanks. Nice to meet you. Jeremy, after a dozen years of doing this, you've got a track record, right? So talk a little bit about that and about how this festival has progressed and the musicians that have come through and what you've seen.
Sure. So 12 years ago, the Bottoms Up Blues Gang, which is the group I'm in, just started, and BB's was our Fox Theater. It was where all the old guys played, and we were there every night to listen. And we never thought we could get a gig there, but we put it all together and decided if all the young groups got together and picked an off night, which was the Sunday after Thanksgiving, that they'd probably give us a gig. And they did. And 12 years later, that's pretty much what we've been doing. Basically, the show features musicians under the age of 30, and we featured local talent, folks like, pretty much all the young acts have come through one way or another. Marquise Knox, Pokey Lafarge, the Rum Drum Ramblers, the people that are even still playing it because they started so young. And the Bottoms Up Blues Gang, we were all in our mid-20s and have since aged ourselves out of the show. But we still put it on, and this year is we actually feature some out-of-town bands, and it's really become something like a tradition.
So you're too old for the showcase. How does that feel?
Feels good. Feels good.
Well, Nick and Hannah, tell me a little bit about the Thin Dimes. You're a relatively new group.
Yeah, fairly. We're a local group based out of here, St. Louis. Most of us met at Webster University and then also in the blues scene around town. And then my brother, Nathan, is on the bass as well, so there's kind of a family vibe. But we play, Americana blues stuff. I think it's hard to be in St. Louis and not play a little bit of the blues.
Hannah, you do vocals and help. Have you been in from the beginning? Or?
Yeah, well, Nick and Paul Rhodes, who plays guitar and harmonica, started playing
seven years ago.
And then Nick and his brother Nathan also played together a long time ago. But I met Nick in college, and so we started just playing around with music, and the band really started forming a few years ago, and then we added our drummer Kevin, and so it's kind of progressed that way.
And now you have your first CD.
First full
length.
Yep.
Yeah. Why don't we hear a sample off that? This is Honeybee. And that's the Thin Dimes. We have Nick Pence and Hannah Satterwhite in the studio from that group. Also, Jeremy Siegel-Moss, who's the vice chair of the St. Louis Blues Society. The 12th annual Baby Blues Showcase is Sunday evening at BB's. I bet you guys like Pokey Lafarge. I can tell there's some mutual respect going on there, right?
And Rum Drum. Mm-hmm. Hannah's actually related to Matt Wilson from Rum Drum through marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not married.
Jeremy, that brings up something. When we're talking about the blues, I know the showcase features all different types of blues. How many subcategories can we break that down to?
Well, I think blues is all music. I think that, especially in St. Louis, the Bottoms Up Blues Gang, we travel a lot. And the cities we go to, like New Orleans or Memphis or Chicago, they all have their sound. And a lot of that is based off the recordings. In St. Louis, we don't have that kind of discography where people can go hear, well, this is the sound of St. Louis. And because of that, our blues is all blues. It is the soul of R&B that came out of East St. Louis. It's the ragtime of Scott Joplin. It's the old-timey Appalachian music. It's pretty much all the music. And at the showcase this year, we really feature a wide variety of blues.
Where do you guys get your inspiration from? You write all your own music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Quite a bit of it. I mean, I grew up on blues. My dad always woke up the house with either like a hot swing tune or some Muddy Waters on Saturday mornings. So, I mean, that and then...
I actually grew up listening to and singing a lot of folk music with my family. So that's where I got a really good idea of harmony and how multiple voices could fit together, which you'll see on our album also. But we all kind of come from different places with music.
Yeah, our rhythm section is they're both jazz cats. Mm-hmm.
Mention the rest of your group. I know you threw out a few names
okay,
earlier.
Okay, so we have me, I'm Nick Pence on vocals and guitar and harmonica, and Hannah on vocals. And then we have Paul Rhodes on guitar, harmonica, and vocals, mm-hmm. and my brother Nathan Pence on the upright bass, and Kevin Cayley on the kit, drums, and washboard.
Well, BB's has quite a reputation of being the place for the blues, right? So I'm wondering, are there a lot of performance opportunities for blues music in St. Louis besides that?
Absolutely. There is more work here than in a lot of the major industry cities. And not just more gigs, but there's a way to make a living here because the cost of living is down and there is hundreds of venues that you can play in every single night. BB's is just that little South Broadway triangle with the Oyster Bar and Beale. I mean, there is live music 7 nights a week. There's 30 bands coming through there from all over. And that's one of the great things about the showcase. Also, we used to have some junior high school jazz bands play. And it's an opportunity where BB's is at the root of blues in St. Louis. It has all the pictures on the walls of our history. And, everyone has played there at one time or another. So this is a good stepping stone for that. Uh-huh.
Nick, I don't know if you're the one that's in charge of booking gigs for your band, but what's that like? Is that a full-time job?
Oh, yeah.
And what does it take finding a place to play?
It takes a lot of persistence. And my biggest luck has been when I go to other people's shows and when you support other people. St. Louis has been incredible, and Jeremy also, at being very good to us and bringing us up, seeing that we actually want to do this and we really care. And they care about it because it's their future too. And so it's really been humbling to see the immense support in St. Louis.
And you'll be his age someday.
Right.
I had to point that out, Jeremy. Sorry. Jeremy, one of the other artists that's going to be performing at the Blues Showcase is Aaron Griffin, mm-hmm. who has a father some people might be familiar with. Why don't you tell me a little bit about him, and we'll sample some of his work.
Sure. Aaron Griffin is the son of Larry Griffin, who has been playing around St. Louis, his whole life. He's from the North Side. Plays great guitar in several bands. Aaron has just been raised by Larry and around all these old cats, and he has been on fire lately. He is a great, tasteful guitar player. He can sing, and he has a brand new CD out called Mojo Rising.
And we have this from that CD, The Stumble. And that's Aaron Griffin from his CD, Mojo Rising. He's one of the acts in the 12th Annual Baby Blues Showcase. This Sunday, we're talking with Nick Pence and Hannah Satterwhite from the Thin Dimes and with Jeremy Siegel Moss, who is with the St. Louis Blues Society. And I like that. I should ask you guys what you think of it.
Of his music?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I grew up going to jam sessions with Aaron.
Oh, really?
And Paul and I have known him for as long as we've known each other. So to kind of see, two people, your same age doing the same thing, it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Who else is in the showcase? You've mentioned a couple.
Sure. So Aaron and the Thin Dimes, and then we have Animal Children, which is a jazzy group. Beulah Foner, who's the daughter of St. Louis all-star Sharon Foner, who plays with Rough Grooves and used to play with Benny and whatnot. Beulah will be playing. And Matt Lesh, who's a 17-year-old guitar player who has been on the scene a lot lately. And then finally, we have Mojo Roots coming in from Columbia, Missouri.
Uh-huh. So what's the process you'd go to when you put the showcase together as far as the acts that you, what are you looking for?
Each year is a little different. Several years ago, we were featuring a lot of out-of-town bands, like Jason Ricci or Sean Costello. Nowadays, there is so much talent in St. Louis, and each year I just try to vary the sound a little bit. Some years we have, we had a Miles Davis group out of East St. Louis a couple years ago. Like I said, we had some high school groups. And then trying to just have an open thought to what can be blues and who's out there working.
Well, Nick and Hannah, you say that you write most of your own music. So can you just briefly tell me a little bit about how that works for you, what your process is like, where it comes from?
Oh, boy. Well, the process, I suppose, is different. I never sit down and say I'm going to write a tune. It's usually held over from stuff that spontaneously happens, and I, apply relevant aspects to it. And when I bring the idea to the band and we all finally put it together, then we call it a tune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hannah, do you have input into that?
Yeah, Nick writes most of our music, and he starts out with, he'll write a tune, and then he'll bring it to us, and we just sort of find where we can fit into it and add stuff to it. We might add harmony or just different parts here and there and bring it together.
And also Hannah sings all the time, so melodies are not sparse when we're hanging out, so it's usually pretty easy to pick something out of what she's humming.
That's Nick Pence. We've also been talking with Hannah Satterwhite from the Thin Dimes. They're part of the 12th annual Baby Blues Showcase. That's this Sunday from 6 until 11 p.m. at BB's Jazz, Blues, and Soup. That's on South Broadway. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to that. I understand, Jeremy, that there's a raffle to benefit an organization called Play It Forward?
Yes. There's two benefits within the show. One is Play It Forward, which is an outstanding organization that actually goes and raises money and collects instruments to give to kids that need it, and which is only a perfect connection to the, you know, to the showcase, so that we have more people to put in the show in years to come. And then we also do a food drive at the door.
So a couple of cans of food get you a little bit off your ticket, right?
That's right.
So go to our website for a link to that. And Jeremy, you're also involved with the Bottoms Up Blues Gang, and you guys began this whole showcase to begin with. What are you guys up to these days?
We are still touring 6 months a year. We spend 3 months a year in New Orleans when we're in town, playing several gigs a week. And Friday night, we are at the Livery Company on Cherokee, where we will be playing with the Thin Dimes and the Cree Rider Duo.
Jeremy Siegel Moss, thank you for representing the St. Louis Blues Society, and have a great event on Sunday.
Thank you.
Nick Pence and Hannah Satterwhite from the Thin Dimes, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.